الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي من الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, inexorably that great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that great opportunity which every year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, the extent of the opportunity that it represents can easily be perceived and understood or appreciated by the expression of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he said, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah ta'ala intended to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, its inexorable onset to many of us would be recognized, perceived or appreciated in different ways. Some may be dreading the fast. Some see this as an opportunity to stock up the freezers and stock up the fridge with samosas and bhajias and whatever it may be. Some involved in commercial fields may view this month of Ramadan, its onset, as an opportunity to increase one's profit. Ramadan sale or Easter sale or Ramadan sale or Eid sale or whatever it may be. And then there would be those whose hearts are imbibed with the noor and the effulgence of Iman, that will truly appreciate and understand what a great opportunity this is. Leave aside our appreciation or anticipation or realization of what Ramadan represents. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From when does Allah give this month of Ramadan or mention it as an opportunity for us? We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. 2 months before Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start making dua that Ya Allah keep me alive for Ramadan. Look at Allah's mercy. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Innal jannata latuzayyanu min as-sanati ila as-sanati lidukhul shahri Ramadan. When does Allah start the preparation for Ramadan? Like I said, the housewives maybe a month or 2 weeks ago started filling the freezers. Others would have made some medical preparation. When does Allah start the preparation? Allahu Akbar, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Allah commands that Jannat should be beautified. Jannat should be decorated. For this coming Ramadan, 1440, when did the decoration start? When did the beautification of Ramadan start? Of Jannat start? Rasulullah ﷺ says, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted. When the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, already Allah commanded that Jannat should be beautified and decorated for this year's Ramadan. 11 months preparation. And then Rasulullah says, when that moment finally comes, the whole of Jannat for 11 months was being prepared for it, was being beautified for it, was being decorated for it. Now finally that moment has dawned. What happens? Habbat rihum min tahtil arsh. Yuqalu laha al-muthira. From underneath the arsh of Allah, wind starts blowing. The name of this wind is Muthira. What happens as a result of this wind? فَصَفَّقَتْ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. The leaves of the trees of Jannat start flapping in this beautiful breeze. The door handles of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. There is a reverberation that moves throughout the entire Jannat. As a result of which, Jannat wakes up, Jannat realizes something has finally come. And then Jannat starts making dua. Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, let there be those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will spend this Ramadan in such a manner that they will become the residents of Jannat. Wa yaqulna al-hurul ain, the beautiful maidens of Jannah, ka amthali al-lu'lu' al-maknun. Hurun ain, ka amthali al-lu'lu' al-maknun. كأنهن بيض مكنون كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. Women whose beauty is such that Quran does not get tired of describing them. كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا. Unbelievable beauty. They, when this wind starts moving, when Jannat starts moving, they start making dua. What dua? Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be those men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will spend this Ramadan in such a manner that you will make their nikah with us. That they will become the husbands and the partners of the women and the maidens of Jannah. Such a preparation Allah puts into place. Our beloved master, Mushfiq, more kinder we cannot find, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the wealth of ahadith. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faces sahaba. Imagine this, Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing in front of sahaba on the minbar. Sahaba facing him, and then he sounds an alarm. What alarm? Those who understand Arabic will appreciate this. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada yastaqbilun. O my sahaba, who has come? Who has come? Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada yastaqbilun. This type of expression is used when something momentous is about to happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't do it once. One time, second time, third time, ماذا يستقبلكم ويستقبلون. Sahaba are shocked. What has happened? What is about to occur? They are looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's sounding out the alarm like this. Umar stands up. Awahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wahi come down? Has some important wahi revelation come down? He says, la, no. Aaduun hadar. Ya Rasulullah, is an army about to attack us? Is there impending doom or danger? Qala la, he said no. Then sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what is it that has come? Allahu Akbar, my Nabi says, Ramadan has come. And then he goes on, Inna Allaha yaghfiru li awwali laylatin min shahri Ramadan li kulli ahli hadhihi al-qibla. What does this Ramadan mean? That Allah makes the maghfirat of every person that faces Makkah Mukarramah. Every person of my ummah with the first night of Ramadan, Allah makes them maghfirat. One riwayat, Rasul, Allahu Akbar, the famous riwayat, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions it in his Fadail Ramadan. I'm digressing, my respected brothers, every one of us make this niyat now. Do yourself, do your family a favor. We have about 8 or 10 days. Every day 15-20 minutes in our homes, read from Fadail Ramadan. Don't let this opportunity be lost, appreciate this. This is Allah's mercy. This is Allah's wind of mercy that is blowing. Everyone make this niyat, that from now till Ramadan, 15-20 minutes at least every day, read from Fadail Ramadan so we can understand what an opportunity Allah is giving us. The first hadith, as the Shaykh Rahimullah mentions in this kitab, the famous narration of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, if you understood Arabic, even if you don't understand Arabic, look at the excitement. Look at the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Ya ayyuhan nas, O my ummah, O humanity, qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr, shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyam laylihi tatawwa, man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fi ma siwa, wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fi ma siwa." Allahu Akbar. He says, "Oh my ummah, a great month has come, a month of barakah, a month of blessing. Qad adallakum shahrun azimun, a mubarak, a blessed month. Shahrun fihi laylatun, a month in which there is one night better than 1,000 nights. A month in which you will do one good deed, nafil, Allah will give you the reward of a farz. Every farz you will do, Allah will multiply it 70 times. A month of sympathy, a month of mercy. Man fattara fihi sa'iman, man fattara fihi sa'iman, kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar." Such opportunities Allah gives you in this month. Feed the fasting person at the time of iftar. Allah will forgive all your sins and Allah will declare your emancipation and freedom from Jahannam. Another riwayat, "Hada Ramadan, Hada Ramadan qad jaa, tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah, tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar, tughallu fihi shayateen. Man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu, bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu, idha lam yughfar lahu famata." Hada, Allahu Akbar, Hada Ramadan, Ramadan has come. My Nabi is excited, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the excitement, even if you don't understand. Hada Ramadan, Ramadan qad jaa has come. The doors of Jannat are flung open. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Shayateen are locked up. He said, "Ba'dan liman adraka Ramadan." May you be distanced. May Allah destroy you if you find Ramadan and are not forgiven. If in this month you will not be forgiven, then when will Allah forgive you? The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Atakum Ramadan, Atakum Ramadan, Ramadan has come. Shahru baraka, yaghshakum Allahu fi, fayunzilu rahma, wa yahuttu al-khataya, wa yastajibu fihi dua, yanduru Allahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi, fayubahi bikum malaikata, faaru Allah ta'ala min anfusikum fihi khayra, fa inna shaqiyya man hurima fihi rahmatallahi azza wa jal." Atakum Ramadan, Ramadan has come. Shahru baraka, a month of baraka, a month of blessing. Allah covers you. Allah rains down His baraka upon you in this month. Fayanzilu rahma, the mercy of Allah comes down. وَيَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, your sins are wiped away. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى, Allah answers your dua. Allah accepts your dua in this month. So what must you do, my ummah? فَيَنْدُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Competing with one another in this month. So why? فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. So Allah can boast about you in front of His angels. فَارُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. Loot lo, loot lo, loot lo. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. یہ لوٹنے کے زمانہ ہے. Take now, take now. The doors of Allah's treasures are open. Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are locked up. Every day in Ramadan, Malaika are descending. They are shouting to you, "Ya Baghil Khair, Aqbil. Ya Baghil Khair, Aqbil. Ya Baghil Shar, Aqsir." Those who want good, go ahead, go ahead. Lootne ke zamana hai. Now is the time to take. Take now. Those who are doing evil, stop now. Stop now. Stop now. Fattaku shahra Ramadan. Fattaku shahra Ramadan. Fear this month if you will continue with your gunas. Fear this month if you will continue with your sins. Why? My Nabi cursed that person who finds this month and still fails to gain the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. Quran, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam." O you who believe, Allah has ordained and made farz upon you, staying hungry, fasting. Insan's fitrat, who likes to stay hungry? Nobody. So look at Allah's mercy. Kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba lil ladina min qablikum. Don't worry, Ummat Muhammad. Not only you are asked to stay hungry, the previous Ummats were also asked. The previous Ummats were also asked, but what's the difference? What's the difference? Their fast was 24 hours, your fast is 12 hours. 24 hour fast for the Bani Israel. Iftar would come, they would make iftar. Once they go to sleep, next fast starts. In the beginning, this Ummat's fast was also the same. Tais bin Sarima Ansari radiallahu anhu. He was a shepherd, stand in the sun the whole day, look after his flock of camels. Comes home in the evening, hungry, iftar time now. Wife goes to prepare the iftar, he dozed off, so the next fast starts. She comes, he has dozed off, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Qais, the next fast has started. Now it's almost 36 hours without food. In the burning heat of the desert, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, almost falling unconscious, seeing stars. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, main barbaad ho gaya, halak ho gaya. Ye humse nahi hote hai. Too difficult. Through the tufail of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no sooner this complaint is made, Jibreel is sent. كلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الابيض من الخيط الاسود من الفجر ثم اتموا الصيام الى الليل. Oh my Nabi, that fast was for the previous ummats. For your ummats, there's sehri also, there's iftar also, there's eating and drinking the whole night also, there's sharing your wife at night also. Previous ummats, their wives were haram in Ramadan. Previous ummats, they could not even speak in Ramadan. Maryam alayhi salam, child is born. What does Jibreel say to her? What does Allah command Jibreel to say to her? When they ask you, Maryam, where this child came from? Say, Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. Make ishara, I am fasting so I can't speak. Bani Israel, if they spoke the truth, their fast broke. This ummah, if they lie also, the fast doesn't break. The reward gets diminished, no doubt. But the fast doesn't break. Wife is halal at night for this ummat. Speaking during fast halal for this ummat. Sehri for this ummat. If no other ummat got sehri. I always give this example. Few years ago in Ramadan, one sheikh was sitting in the haram of Madina Sharif. And he sent this chat on social media. Today the social media cursed as wabal. Press one button, millions of people. Nevertheless, he tried to use it for good. I'm in the haram in Medina. Anybody read Durood Sharif or read this dua? I am going to make dua for them. Housewives, mashallah, have a lot of shock for this. So this thing went viral. Everybody started learning this dua. Why certain sheikh in the haram in Medina said he'll make dua for me if I read this dua? Allahu Akbar, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajadar Madina, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Ahmad, Muhammad, Mahi, Hashir, Aqib, Fatih, Taha, Abul Qasim, Yasin, Muzammil, Muddathir, Shahid, Mubashir, Nadir, Nabiul Mulahim, Nabiul Rahma, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tajadar Madina says, leave some sheikh in the haram in Medina. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sahibul Makkah, Sahibul Hijra, Sahibul Medina says, I make dua for you. Who is the recipient of my dua? Rahimallahul Mutasakhirin. That ummati of mine who will wake up for sehri. That ummati of mine who will wake up for sehri. Why? That is the time to knock the door of Allah. That is the time to read tahajjud salah. That is the time to put this mata on the ground before Allah. That is the time to cry before Allah. And Allah's mercy, sehri, logically you are eating something. So the fast is made lighter, yet dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rahim Allahul Mutasakhirin. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon that ummati of mine who makes sehri. For this ummat iftar. cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when you see the attitude of the ummah today at the time of iftar. An opportunity that is lost. Someone is worried about the samosa, someone is worried about the haleem, someone is worried about the bhajia, someone is worried about the milkshake. So that even Maghrib Salah, one or two rakats get left. Fast was not given for that. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ We made this farz upon you so that you become muttaqi. So that the prize of Ramadan is what? Find Allah. Become Allah's. Let this heart be imbibed with the noor of Iman. Little bit mujahada, little bit Allahu Akbar. 11 months of the Islamic calendar. 12 months in the Islamic calendar, but 11 months. The names Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqada, Zulhijjah. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah made tilawat of the Quran. In the Quran was written, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The other 11 months, the names the Arabs kept, no other month the name is mentioned in the Quran. Only Ramadan. Allah kept this name, Ramadan. What does Ramadan mean? It comes from the Arabic root word, Ramada Yarmud. Famous hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif also. Salatul Awwabin, Heena Tarmudul Fisal. What is the time for Salatul Awwabin, my Nabi said? When the earth is baking, when the foot of the animal feels the heat, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, the same word, Tarmudul Fisal. Ramada Yarmud means to burn. Two explanations ulama give of this. They say when you become thirsty, when you are thirsty and when you are hungry, this increases the heat of your digestive system. Ramadan, the heat is increased inside you. The capacity to burn is increased inside you. So each day, what does Allah do? He commands his malaika, the sins of my ummah, pour it into the fire. Pour it into the fire, the heat that's created through fasting. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, till eventually by the end of Ramadan comes, you are totally sinless. Other explanation ulama give, Ramadan. The meaning comes from burning to ashes. Why? What is the significance? They say if you want to destroy something, break it. Break something, you can put it together again. Tear it, you can piece it together again. The most conducive manner to destroy something so that no trace remains is to burn it. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Obliterated, wiped out. Man sama Ramadan, ghufira lahu imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. The one who will fast in Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, all his sins will be forgiven. Such an opportunity Allah is giving. At the time of iftar, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ خَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ Allah says, on that day you will see my malaika making tawaf around my arsh. What are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ They are making tasbih of Allah, praising Allah, glorifying Allah for 11 months. But in Ramadan, Allah commands those malaika, stop your tasbih. Malaika of the arsh are stopped. Malaika of the heavens are stopped. All are stopped. Stop your tasbih. What must you do? Say ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of iftar. You worried about the samosa and bhajia and milkshake and haleem. Malaika making ameen at that time to your dua. The dua. Ad-du'a عند الافطار لا يرد. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the du'a at the time of iftar will never be rejected. Time of maqbooliyat, time of acceptance. Control your urges a little bit. Turn to Allah, beg from Allah, ask from Allah. Shahru Ramadan, Shahru al-Baraka, Shahru al-Taqwa, Shahru al-Ghufran, Shahru al-Du'a, Shahru al-Istijaba, Shahru al-Ihsan.
شهر العتق من النيران. This is the month to gain emancipation from Jahannam. This is the month to reconnect with Allah. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. How beautifully my Nabi put it. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. And I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. No other ummah received Taraweeh. What is the message? Shahrul Quran. This is the month to connect with the Quran. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Become muttaqeen, fasting. Why? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Quran and Ramadan can never be separated. And what is Quran? هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينِ. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. You want taqwa? Stay away from guna. Stay away from sin. Cover that shaitan box. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop deceiving. Come into the environment of the masjid. Attach and link yourself with the Quran. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Sahib al-Madina, great imam of hadith, of fiqh. When Ramadan would come, it is mentioned, أغلق كتبه. أغلق كتبه. He closed his books. دخل المسجد بنية الاعتكاف. He would enter into the masjid with the niyat of اعتكاف when Ramadan would start. أخذ المصحف. And he would open the Quran, and what he would say, La kalam ma kalam illah. The only kalam I will make in Ramadan is kalamullah. No other kalam besides this kalam. Look at the lives of our Salaf Salihin. Imam Abu Hanifa in Ramadan would make 60 khatams of the Quran. Imam Shafi rahimullah, 60 khatams of the Quran in Ramadan. These were pillars, giants. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in the month of Ramadan. Tabi'i says, I saw him in the Haram of Makkah. Allahu Akbar, Surah Fatiha. One night of Ramadan in the Haram of Makkah, I stood behind him. Allah's Qasam, Uthman starts with Surah Fatiha. He goes into Ruku when he reaches Surah Nas. The whole Quran in one rakat. And we can't stand for 20 rakat. And that too, the type of Taraweeh that is read, Allah only knows. Allah forgive us. Because that hafiz that reads with tajweed, khatarnak. That hafiz that reads, laysa minna man lam yataghanna bil Quran. My Nabi said, the one who will not beautify the recitation of Quran is not from my ummah. And let someone read Quran beautifully, then we are upset. I always give this example. I'm not going into the masla. Masla, leave it to the ulama and those who have faqad of deen. But it's a tragedy. The ummah is looking for shortcuts. Outside the masjid, one arrow, parking for 8 rakats. Other side, parking for 20 rakats Taraweeh. And then first 2-3 nights full, salam alaikum, 27 night will come back. This is not appreciation of Ramadan, this is mockery of Ramadan. This is the month of the Quran. Each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, look at the loss this ummah is incurring. Each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah gives you 1500 hasanat. Multiply it by 40 sajda, 20 rakat, 60,000 hasanat every night. You prepare to lose 60,000 rands or 60,000 gold coins, it'll be kiamat. But every excuse. Each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1 tree in Jannat. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years under the shadow of that tree. That's Taraweeh and outside Taraweeh. Tahajjud also. Awabin also. Ishraq also. Every sajda in Ramadan. And for each sajda in Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1 palace in Jannat, which will have 70,000 doors made out of gold and silver and rubies. Look at the loss that the ummah is incurring. My respected brothers, time is up. We can't even go into the details. Dil se keh raha hu. Dil ke dar se keh raha hu. Is mauka ko ghanimat se. Appreciate this opportunity Allah is giving. appreciate this opportunity Allah is giving. Wepari and whatever else you want to do it another 11 months. Inshallah, nothing will run short in your rozi. This is the month of the masjid. Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave us Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. What would my Nabi do in Ramadan? Ye mazak ki baat nahi hai. This is not a joke. This ummat is in a plight, our brothers and sisters, little but we are hungry, they are going hungry day upon day. They've lost their livelihood, they've lost their homes. They are destitute. Identify with them in this month. Inculcate the akhlaq of my Nabi in this month. Attach and link yourself with the masjid in this month. Stay in this environment. Not for nothing we are told, go in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Go in the path of Allah in Ramadan, then the true appreciation. Allah knows best, illa mashallah, but to truly appreciate this man sitting at home in your and in your businesses is very difficult. Man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghayri ramadan bu'ida anin nar mi'at'amin sayr al-mudammar al-jawad. My Nabi says, if a person is in the path of Allah and he is fasting outside Ramadan, not in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, what will Allah give him? Allah will distance him from Jahannam 100 years distance that a fast horse rider can cover. Fasting in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. In Ramadan, what will Allah give him? In Ramadan, what will Allah give him? That is not even mentioned. That is not even mentioned. فَلَا يَعْلَمُ الثَّوَابَ عَامِلِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one but Allah knows what Allah will give him. لُوتْنَي كَ زَمَانَ هَي بَاي. This is the time to take. This is a time to take. This is a time to turn to Allah. This is a time to cry before Allah. Make tawbah. Make decision with Allah. We live to see another Ramadan or not, we don't know. This is the chance to reconnect. The month of sabr, the month of taqwa, the month of ihsan, the month of the Quran, the month of ghufran, the month of dua. Lootne ke zamana hai, my respected brothers. Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us not lose this opportunity. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.